主人是怎么样吩咐佣人进到家里面来做打扫的工作。
But I'm sure you can imagine what it's like when the master of a house is commanding their household workers to do tasks for them.
对，主人就告诉他，你现在几点钟进来，几点钟离开，在这段时间之内你要做一二三四五。
So the master of the house will tell them, in the time you're here, from what time to what time, these are chores I expect you to complete. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
结果你找来的这个人在里面不断地打手机。
And what if this person, household worker you hired, continues to call on a cell phone?
然后告诉你说，哎，actually 我很忙哎。
And then this worker keeps telling you, you know what? I'm too busy for this.
我等一下几点钟会再出去一下，不，我会再回来。
And then I'm going to go out for a period of time, and then I'm going to return.
回来继续打手机。
And then after he returns, he'll continue to be on call.
还问主人说，你电脑可以借我上网一下吗？
And then he asks the master of the house, can I use your internet?
时间到了。
And then the time comes.
这个主人会想，我请你来干嘛？
And then the master of the house would say, why do I hire someone like you?
浪费钱呢。
You're a waste of time,
money. 还在那边气我。
And then you make me so angry.
比较有修养的可能就说，好，那你明天不用再来了。
And so a very polite and courteous master will say, just don't come again tomorrow.
没有修养的可能第五分钟就说，你给我出去。
And maybe those who are not so polite would fire him on a spot.
Okay, 这样子的帮你做事的人，请问我们的感觉是怎么样？
Let's think of how we feel if we were the master and we had a steward like this.
好，把这个图画连接到主耶稣身上。
And then that we move this picture in our mind to the mind of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣把这个产业托给你，在你的家里。
So Jesus Christ has entrusted his inheritance unto us.
零岁到十八岁 ，please please 帮我照顾好。
Would you please, please take good care of my child from 0 to 18?
就是18年而已啦。
It's only 18 years.
18年之后我会 handle.
After 18 years, I'll take care of him myself.
那可是这段时间我们一起来帮我一下哦，做这个事情。
Can you help me care for my child in these 18 years together with me?
那我们怎么样反应呢？
And so how is our response to him?
很忙碌。
We're very busy.
我们可能常常不在。
We're often absent.
我不是说这样子都是好或是一定不好，它会带来一个长远的影响。
I'm not saying that it is either good or bad. I'm just saying that it does have a long-lasting impact.
所以在讲 parenting 的时候，我们要先把整个的东西 focus 回来到圣经里面，神希望我们做什么。
So in discussing the topic of parenting, let's turn back to the concepts and taught in the Bible.
我跟大家分享过了，所有100个技巧用在我们的身上。顶多三年而已。
And even if we were to employ all the latest techniques out there, it would not last in its effectiveness for more than 3 years.
因为所有的技巧只是一个表现出来的动作。
Because all techniques that are out there is only an outward expression.
最重要在圣经里面告诉我们是它是从里面出来的东西。
Because the Bible teaches us the only way for lasting change is to have a really renewal of the heart.
所以我们第一节课的最后十五分钟，我们先来看一看那个图片。
And so we would like to look at our very first slide.
我们来问一问这样的一个问题。
Let's consider a question.
好，下一章。我们来看一下箴言的22:6里面说什么。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6.
在上面告诉我们说，我们要教养我们的孩童，使他走当行的路， even 他到老的时候，他会记得的。
Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it.
那我们的第一个问题就是，孩子，你们认为是几岁以前叫做孩子？
So the first question we'd like to pose is,What do you consider to be the ages of a child?
你们都看过很多外面的书籍，对不对？
You've undoubtedly read many books out there.
你叫一个人，你叫他是孩子，小孩子，大概到几岁？
When you call someone child, what age do you think you call him a child? Up to what age?
10岁。
10 years old.
还有没有？你觉得？你不要跟我说他永远都是我孩子哦。
Don't tell me that he will always be my child forever.
因为我们要学东西嘛。
Because we're
trying to learn. 想一点不同的，十岁还有没有
？Any other ages that you consider you're still a child in your eyes?
五六年级，五六年级是几岁？我不知道。
十一、十二。
OK， 十岁、十一、十二，差不多在这个 range， 对不对？这个范围里面。
Around this time, 11 to 12.
我们假设孩子到十一岁、十二岁。
So when we talk about children, we're talking about the period of time up to about 11 to 12.
美国的孩子可能是十岁。
In America, the children mature quickly, so it's about 10 years old.
你们养的、啊。
And these are children you've brought up.
营养够。
Good nutrition.
活动够。
Good exercise.
三四岁开始弹钢琴。
From 3 to 4, they start to play piano.
有没有？那个全部都是刺激。
It all stimulates their brain.
那他一刺激之后就会成长。
And once they stimulate their brain, they'll start to mature.
他有好的结果。
They'll have a good result.
他也会有另外一面带来的影响。
They'll also have another impact.
都 OK.
And this is good.
都教了，对不对？
Yes, we have given it all our instruction.
有的都已经大了，不能再大了，对吧？长大了嘛。
So your children have really grown very quickly.
OK.我们假设大概十岁、十一岁、十二岁，就这个年纪，国小的多少？五六年级。
So around 10 to 12, fifth or sixth grade.
圣经说，训练这样年纪的孩子，让他走当行的道，到老不会忘记。
So it's saying here, if you train a child, the age that we're thinking about here, 10 to 12, in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not turn from it.
还有机会的人快点做。
If you still have this opportunity, please do it quickly.
十二岁之前，如果应该他知道的东西他没有知道，就会忘记。
Because up to the age of 12, that is your last chance you can really make any lasting teaching in their hearts.
你现在先不要想孩子，先想自己。
If you think about yourself for a moment.
你们现在。假如这里面有过到45左右的人，稍微想一下，配合我想一想，就是说你现在很多的经验、很多的观念、很多做事的方法、很多你注意去仔细，如果你有时间仔细去看，大部分是你12岁以前你看到家里爸爸妈妈工作的情景。
Think about yourselves for a minute. If you're around the age of 45,The way you do things, the way you organize things, the way you solve problems, they're all probably things that you learn from your parents before the age of 12.
然后你对食物的认识，特别让你有深刻印象的，也都是在12岁以前你吃过什么样的东西。
And then the food that you are fond of or you remember the most are probably foods you've taken during this period of time before 12.
如果还没发展到45岁左右的人之前的，还没有这样的感觉。
If you haven't reached the age of 45, you probably wouldn't be able to recognize that.
所以黄金的智慧年纪大概是从40岁开始 develop 往上走，所以最黄金的是45岁到55岁这段时间。
So the golden age of a person's wisdom is about 45 to 55, although it starts at 40.
所以45岁到55岁这一段期间的人，他的智慧沉淀期是最有成熟度的。
And so from age of 45 to 55, that's when your wisdom starts to consolidate into your character.
他看事情的角度跟里面包容的广度是大而宽而远的。
And so everything that they encounter in the way that they work with issues is always with a broad and long-term perspective.
所以45岁到55岁如果还会跟人家一直吵架的人。
And so for a 45 to 55-year-old, who would still like to argue with others.
那个黄金智慧没有沉淀下去。
A quarreling person means that their golden age of wisdom has not settled in.
那之所以没有下去，是因为情绪挡在中间。
And why has it not settled in is because their emotions have blocked it.
那个情绪是要 refer 回去十二岁之前家庭成长的经验。
Because that emotion is reflecting back to the age before 12, the experience that they had growing up in their family.
所以那段时间的成长经验，假如你见到很多的 fighting argument。还有一些不和睦的事情的时候，它会深深的 imprint 在我们的大脑里面，变成潜在的人格。
And so if you witness a lot of fighting and quarreling before the age of 12, that will deeply impact our character.
然后会到四十几岁的时候重新再出现一次。
And this will resurface after the age of 40.
这也是为什么我们需要灵修啊。
And that is why we need to have spiritual cultivation.
因为在我们之前的那一代我们没有聆听孩子的这一块练习，对吧？
Because during that time, we have not looked at our children or really listened to our children.
我有时候介绍这个 parenting 的时候，很多阿公阿妈来跟我讲说，我弄不，我不记得问题。
Many times when I teach this workshop, there's a lot of grandparents that come to me and they said, "We never have problems like you're talking about."
什么聆听？聆听啊。
What is listening to children? I don't know what you're talking about.
什么同理心？
I don't know what you're talking about, the child's heart.
那个 什么
Compassion.
Yeah, 同理心
Compassion or empathy to other children.
这都是新的字，这25年出来的东西。
Because these are terms of the heart that has just surfaced in the last 25 years. We have no such experience. Even though we don't have these expressions, we're okay.
所以我们就会发现有一些对不起，我还要再来。我们就会发现有一些年长的长辈不容易相处。
And so we'll also find that a lot of our senior members, of our
family, 有时候啦
maybe occasionally hard to deal with.
特别是婆媳啊什么，它有很多的 attachment, detachment, 就是那种关系是凌乱的东西。
There may be a lot of attachment, detachment issues surfacing in our in-laws.
那是因为长辈阿公阿嬷他们的爸爸妈妈。在那个时代，那个战争的年代，一个混乱的年代，带给他们的教育是没有办法听他们说话的。
Because their parents, who are grandparents during the time of war, didn't have any time to listen to them.
结果他们教了我们。
And so now it has impacted them, and our parents has impacted us.
他们给了我们一个很黄金的东西。
And they gave us some golden teachings.
就是我说什么。听话。
And their golden rule is, if I say something, you just obey.
我们很多人是这样被带大的。
And I'm sure many of us are brought up that way.
上一代的父母可能用了很多处罚，很多的教导，但是是很严格的指导我们，让我们成为今天这样子有为的青年。
And so many of us have been disciplined in a traditional way, Asian way, so that today we are what we are because of them.
In their methods. 我们其实要深深地感谢他们，因为他们给了我们一个黄金，一个最重要的东西就是顺服。
And so we still need to appreciate them because they have taught us something that's very important, and that is submission.
那这个东西符合圣经的教训。
Submission to authority actually is in accordance with the Bible.
因此，我们这一代的人在看主耶稣的教训的时候。我们 OK 接受哦。
And so our generation can easily submit to the teachings of the Bible.
因为主耶稣都告诉你，我的时间不是你的时间。
Because Jesus also told us in the Bible that my time is not your time.
我的道路不是你的道路。
My ways are not your ways.
等待，等待。
Wait and be patient.
我有我最好的时间。
I have my best opportune time.
我们的父母有这样教过我们。
Haven't our parents taught us the same thing?
也许不是念圣经给我们听。
Maybe not reading the Bible to us.
他们是直接用他们的身体告诉我们。
They use their body to tell us that message.
所以我们这一代的人在听到耶稣的讲论的道理的时候，我们就算千辛苦万辛苦，流泪流不止，我们还是会爬到耶稣的前面说：“主啊，列洗干是什么时阵呢？”
And so even though we may be crying and in tears, we'll still crawl in front of Jesus Christ and ask Jesus, "What is your timing?"
主就说：“我在训练你啊。”
And so Jesus Christ will tell us that I'm still training you.
那我们就说哦，谢谢。
And then we'll say thank you so much.
这个东西现在你要 picture 放到现在孩子的身上。
And now you try to imagine this picture on today's kids.
我们学到了聆听。
We learn to listen.
同理心。
We learn to empathize.
爱他。
We learn to hug them.
Touch他。
And to touch and caress them.
书上说要亲一亲。
And the books say to kiss them,
回家要抱他,
to adore them and hug them.
通通都学了。
We've learned all that.
结果，我们说，儿啊，女啊，主耶稣爱你，我们要去教会。No.
And then when you tell your son and daughter, Jesus loves you, let's go to church, and they'll say no.
不行，你要去儿啊，女啊。
They say no, child, we must go to church.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在这里的教导是什么?
Because of the teachings here, what does it say?
我的时间不是你的时间。
My time is not your time.
我的道路不是你的道路。
My ways are not your ways.
What is that?
What is that?
我用 computer 的时候，按这个它就出来，按那个它就出来。
When I press the computer keyboard, a child would say, it has immediate response.
怎么有一个人这么难相处啊？
How can I deal with someone who makes me wait?
它完全是不同的两个世界的东西，你 introduce 它、欸。
To introduce Jesus to them is like introducing a totally different world.
爸爸妈妈，他十二岁之前，这个东西如果没有进去，会错过这个机会。
So parents, it is absolutely critical that you introduce Jesus Christ to them before 12.
他可能可以弹一手的好钢琴，拉一手的大提琴。
Maybe they can perform as a virtuoso on a cello or on a piano.
他可以在学校是 top 10，可以在这个区是 top 1。
Maybe they're number 1 in valedictorian in their class.
应该倒过来。那可是你看，他可以到十八岁的时候告诉你说我不进去。
But then they can tell you when you're 18, I'm no longer going to church.
你看我们这一群会怎么样
？And then how will we feel?
主啊，我过来了。
We will come to the Lord and say, Lord, we're here again.
Help me, help me, help me.
Help me with this problem.
主就说，我的时间不是你的时间。
And so Jesus will tell us, my time is not your
time. 所以我们就又 take 了，对不对？
And so we'll receive.
因为我们谢谢嘛。
We'll bear patiently.
回到家看到他。
With faith, and we'll go see our child at home.
妈咪，我要买 iPod.
And then the child will say, "Mommy, I want an iPod."
妈咪，我的电脑已经太烂了。
Mommy, my
上个月才买，我要换新的。
My computer is a dinosaur. That was so last month.
我朋友都有新的。
And now my friends all have something new.
星期六活动到了，我要参加。Activity 外面的
Saturday, I got a lot of activities planned. I got to go to those things.
哇，所以你在那边转啊转啊转的。
And then you'll be spinning your mind.
十二岁之前。
So remember, before 12.
如果我们还来得及。
If we still have the chance.
十二岁之前要把主耶稣带进他的生活里面去。
Indoctrinate them with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们今天讲的全部是一个观念。
Everything that we're talking about today is concept.
我们观念如果在一开始没有把它弄进来，是在教会里面，在主的面前带这个孩子，我们是一个 helper， 一个管家，我们其他所有的技巧都没有用。
Unless we indoctrinate and instill in them the values. Of really believing and trusting Jesus before 12, then everything else we've done is becomes meaningless.
你看一百本书也是差不多的，因为它每五年就出来一个新的方法。
Doesn't matter if you read a lot of books because every 5 years they're going to come out with a new technique.
专家就是专门做这样的事情。
And that's what experts are expert at doing.
他没事做，他就要一直研究。
They have nothing else but to analyze.
为了出书，我一定要有新的东西。
And so they must create new concepts every time.
那你去试喽。
And so you will try.
你试一试，孩子十二岁就过了。
And if you try, then 12 years older, your kids are gone.
很多爸爸妈妈跟我说，老师，我们真的都照书上的去做呢。
Many parents tell me I really follow the books.
哇，书上如果教的 OK 的话，啊，我们很多东西都不需要了，对不对？应该都交出来，棒棒，都是奥巴马，啊，都是总统，对不起，就是都是可以去，就是很棒很棒这样子啦。
And so if everything that is taught to us in those self-help books really are the gospel truth,
对啊。
Then everything that we do, the products of children we create should be absolutely perfect,
right? 所以我们看下一章。
So we look at the next slide.
下一章就要谈到马太福音的这个经节了。
Now we turn to Matthew chapter 6 verse 24.
所以呢爸爸妈妈们，我们在待会儿休息的时候呢，想到了什么问题，觉得啊这个很困扰我都 OK， 我们可以写上来或是举手发问都可以。我们今天的最后一节课会留下来做 Q&A， 那爸爸妈妈可以尽情的把问题丢出来。
So invite you to give any questions or you can raise your hands. We're going to save the very last session today for Q&A.
那我们先休息十分钟。
That's
我们一起默祷。
Pray in silence.